I want to ask my people, who went to the cross? Was it the Kachinas? Was it the Yaibiches? Or was it even the Santa Claus? Can you really tell me who went to the cross?
Stai good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, you'll hear from a Pueblo man who was so hateful and hard-hearted that he actually burned his wife's Bible. But she and her church family were praying for him.
My name is Albert Tenorio. I'm an Acoma Pueblo of New Mexico. In our Indian language, I call my home Aco. As we go back, as missionaries and preachers have come to our Pueblo villages, their mission was to announce to our people about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. But we have different gods on the reservation. The lifestyle on a Pueblo, we have herdsmen, herd sheep, cattle, farming. We have certain ceremonies that we celebrate. Some of them are for harvest. Some of them are for successful deer hunt. Some of them are just in between. But we celebrate like we would celebrate Christmas. I think of the ones that we celebrate the most, the Indian ways, is a successful deer hunt. There's the deer stew. And what goes in the deer stew is nuts, herbs, seeds, and meat. We call it the rock stew because it just about takes everything that you could name that creates the stew. But we call it Indian stew make. We don't call it make the deer stew. But that was part of the life on a reservation. The child on a reservation is usually taken care of by the grandparents. Like my biological parents were too busy with raising their newborn child. So a child is usually raised by grandparents. And a walks of life is the same. We're irrigation, planting wheat and corn, harvesting during the month of September. We would herd sheep out in the plains and the plateaus. But most of our Indian ways have been brought up through the grandparents' teaching. The grandfather takes care of the grandson, the grandmother takes care of the granddaughter, and their style of farming and their bread oven making by the grandmothers teaching their granddaughters how to cook and survive. I was in the sixth grade when I started drinking. Back in my younger days, Indians weren't allowed to buy liquor. But in 1952, October, they finally opened for Indians to buy their own liquor. But as I become an adult stage, I went into the military. And in a service, it seems like I had become a worshiper of a devil. My thoughts and feelings were hateful. And that my recollections of that was just anti-Christian, anti-Christ of an individual. I had a hateful feeling for anybody that comes around to try to talk to me about the Son of God, and I would reject them. And I don't want to listen to it. I'm a believer in Indian ways. I'm a Catholic background. I had doubts. I had distrust. I really was in the area of Antichrist. I even burned my wife's Bible. I even took the time to condemn the church that she was attending. She and her church had prayed for me for 13 years. That is a lot of years for a hard-hearted man like me to be prayed for. I was struggling. my life, I was at unease. I began to realize that I was hurting my family. My kids began to imitate me as how I would act during the time when I'm drunk. And I saw them and it embarrassed me, and I saw that I have planted something in there that I didn't realize that I was planting an evil seed, because that's what I have harvested out of my sons who have also become alcoholic. 1968, May 26, I attended a revival in Phoenix, Arizona. I believe at that point I was struggling in life. I was an alcoholic. I had to have liquor 3 times a day. I needed a change. So I began to see the outcome of my life as I listened to the messenger. How does he know that I am the subject of that message? Toward the end of the week of the revival, I finally realized that there is a way to God from where you are. I can remember the preacher was kind of in the subject of the people of Israel, where Paul was talking from the book of Romans. I forget the chapter, but it seems like he was also talking to me when the preacher, evangelist, said, "Who do you think you are?" I'm not really what I thought I was, because that question struck me. Who do you think you are? And that sort of put me on a spot. How am I going to answer this? I have no idea to this day how I got down to the altar. I was sitting somewhere in the middle of the audience. I don't know if I stepped on anybody's toes or had gone down to the altar. The last thing I found myself, I was crying. My tears were running. My heart was broken. My family, my close relation, people that know me, come around and share tears with me. This was the beginning of my new life. I had never thought that I was going to change my life. Lo and behold, there is a God who was much powerful, changed my life that day. We do need to understand that we were all born sinners according to scriptures. And therefore, we are a child that perhaps may not truly understand right and wrong. But I believe as we mature, we begin to see the right and wrong. We need to seek and search for the true God, Jesus of the Bible, that has the answer for those that are seeking and searching. And for those that are lost, we use the word lost many times, not explaining what are we lost from. We may be lost from knowing the Lord, and if we don't accept, the Bible tells us we're going to go to hell. So by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a way to God from where you are. I knew who God was, but I've never heard much about the Son, Jesus Christ. My tribe are deep-rooted with Indian religion and the Catholic belief, and they really put, with all due respect of Mother Mary of Jesus, but they put her on a pedestal more than they do of the Son Jesus Christ. And I believe I can share this with you, that there is no life in stones, sticks, and rocks. With all due respect with grandfathers and parents, they taught us how to survive. But we seem to have either been brainwashed or made a mistake that we turn the food, the nature of God's gift to us, we turn that into God. We turn and respect animals, trees, and wings of the air. And I believe if we truly would search the scripture, I believe we will find that those are just gifts that we are to enjoy. We seem to have the Indian ways of believing different gods. I had about 120 gods that I used to worship to. There was a God for being lost. There was a God for being happy. There was a God for harvest. There was a God for every little thing. You know, we could very easily pull into that if we did not search the scripture like John 14:6, where it really identifies only through Jesus Christ that we would know the Father. I would ask my people, who went to the cross? Was it the Kachinas? Was it the Yabiches? Or was it even the Santa Claus? Can you really tell me who went to the cross? My understanding, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, went to the cross to die for your sins, my sins, and the future to come, who would defeat Satan upon a cross. And I praise God for that day that he gave his life for my sake and your sake.
The fact that Jesus died in our place can and should change everything for us. Let me ask, does it mean anything to you? It means a lot to God because you mean a lot to him. We know this because he sent Jesus to pay the penalty for your wrongdoing. Jesus died, was buried, and rose up from the dead so that you could be forgiven and the broken relationship with our Creator could be restored. In the Bible, in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." My friend, there is no other path back to God. Put your trust in the way He made through our Lord Jesus Christ. Want to know more? Visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.